With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hi, Cardinal fans. I'm Ozzie Smith.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go.
And you're listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Here's your host, Brett McMillan.
The 0-2 pitch. Fly ball. Left field. Carlson over. He has it. Wainwright. His 39th birthday, he goes the distance, 23rd complete game of his career. Absolutely remarkable, and a hug from Yadier Molina.
9 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned, 9 strikeouts as compared to just 2 walks. What a line, what a day for Adam Wainwright on his 39th birthday, an emotional complete game. Gave the Cardinals a shot in the arm. It was a big start for so many reasons. The bullpen kind of running on fumes. A lot of doubleheaders coming up. The Cardinals needed somebody to take the ball, win the game, throw all 9 innings. And Mike Schilt would say it later in the day when he met with the media. That's what aces do. And that's exactly what Adam Wainwright did this past Sunday. The Cardinals won 7-2. Waino will again start tomorrow, the first game of the doubleheader against the Chicago Cubs. It'll be the first time that he toes the rubber since that historic outing a week ago or so here at Busch Stadium. My name is Brett McMillan. Glad to have you with us. We are going to take you back to last Sunday, let you hear Adam Wainwright's media availability. If you saw his interview with Dan McLaughlin in the Fox Sports Midwest postgame, you know he was getting a little choked up. Adam is a little bit of a tough nut to crack in that regard, so you know it just meant a lot for him. I mean, there were points where I think he would tell you in the last couple of years, and a lot of people just in general wondered, okay, is this the end? Has he run out of gas? And here he is. He's roared back, and boy, sure looks as good as ever. I mean, there are people legitimately saying that his name belongs in the conversation for the 2020 Cy Young should the award be handed out. So, Adam Wainwright on his 39th birthday with the bullpen needing a break, he goes out there and fires a complete game and a win for the St. Louis Cardinals, made all the better by Yadier Molina. And Yadi, he got his 2,000th game played with the Cardinals and passed Red Chaney's on the all-time franchise hit list in the same game. So for that duo that goes way, way back, it was a historic day for both of them, and it was neat to see the two of them embrace after the game, as you just heard. Let's get right to it. It's Adam Wainwright meeting with the media via Zoom after that complete game just a week ago on his 39th birthday.
Oh man, I can only compare one other game on my birthday to that, and that was in 2013 when we started my brother and I started Big League Impact. We did our first ever fantasy draft that day, that morning. At the stadium, had all the people there, and it was against the Braves, which also made it special. But here at Busch Stadium, I walked off the mound. I remember looking up at the crowd in right field and giving kind of a salute, just a kind of a job well done all day, you know, all day around, like all the way around from charity and pitching. But I certainly wasn't that emotional, man. I just had to take a little cry break, honestly. So I didn't want to bring that in here to y'all.
What was the reason for that? What were you feeling that led you to that?
Well, it's just, you know, a lot of hard work from a lot of different people have gone into making me able to pitch again this year and pitch well. You know, when you think you're done 3 years ago and then, you know, you're able to throw a complete game a couple years later, it's a crazy life, crazy game. I'm so blessed. I just went into the batting cage and just thanked God for the opportunity, you know, to even be out there, much less, you know, pitch the whole game. So
What's that conversation like with Schilt, or is there one, as you get to, well, you finish seventh inning on your 100th pitch, and what you need to do in the next two innings to get that complete game?
He never came over to me. I texted him last night. I said, I got you. You don't even have to ask, because I know our bullpen is taxed, and the guys were tired, and they just needed a break, you know, and been fighting. But it's really hard when you play that many games in a row. I know nobody feels sorry for us, but, you know, this game is such a grind mentally. Physically, everybody's in very, very good shape, but it's such a grind mentally to play that many games and not have any off days and then go into extra innings and play really tough opponents that are grinding out at bats and, you know, making tough outs. And I don't know, man, it was just that there was a lot of things going into today's start. And I told Jenny last night I was going to pitch the whole game today. I told John Gannon, a couple of the relievers the other day, I said, take today off. I got you. And I wanted to deliver on that.
How far would you have gone, Adam?
As long as it took.
Adam, what did it mean to you to have the opponents salute you at the end of the game?
Yeah, that's one of the coolest things I've ever had happen to me on the field, honestly. That meant a lot. You know, I wanted to look over and give them a wave before that, but I didn't know if that was going to be showing them up. And then to have them kind of call me back out and to say, job well done, man. I tell you what, that was special. I'll never forget it. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Cleveland.
Did you make sure to have your mask in your pocket the whole game, or was that near the end to put it on before the hug with Yachty?
Yeah, I put it on between innings also when I'm on the bench, but I knew it was in there, but I saw him put his on and I forgot for a brief second. I forgot that we're living in a 2020 world right now where just as everything's a little bit different. So put on the mask. It's good for optics. People want to see us do the right thing. And I want to do the right thing too. So put the mask on, give a hug. But I know 6 feet apart is the real deal or whatever, but there is not anything in the world that could have kept me from hugging Yadier Molina right there.
Adam, during this game, during this start, did you catch yourself looking at any particular cardboard cutouts? Any specifics?
Nope, I never saw them.
No former pitchers, no family, nothing, huh?
Never have. I've tried it before in my career to look up and try to find my wife while I'm playing, and I just can never do it. So I've stopped trying. I stay focused and tunneled into the job at hand, and then when, you know, when it's over, then I let myself unlock a little bit.
Hey, Adam, not just this start, but other starts so far since the comeback, you feel like you really start to get into a rhythm around the fourth inning, and that really propels you for the rest of your start?
Yeah, today I had a lot of confidence going into the start because some of the adjustments I made with Mike Maddox in the bullpen this last start. You know, it was one of my old keys when I start pushing my hands out, as my delivery goes, is when I push my hands out and it causes me to swing my arm back. Here, let me turn this way so you can see. My arm swings this way instead of straight back behind my body. And then, you know, when I get everything lined up, then I'm able to throw the ball through the catcher a lot better and drive it home a lot better. But last start, I could not figure out why. You know, I went through all my little keys and checkpoints except for one of my main ones that ended up being the problem. And Mike spotted it right away in the bullpen. And as soon as I felt the proper mechanics, my proper arm swing, the ball started coming out a lot better. I mean, last start, I was reaching back for 88, and today I saw a couple 91s up there with I wasn't even trying to throw it as hard. So,
Adam, you mentioned the previous start on your birthday that stood out, that a lot of things came together there, big league impact, the Braves. Were you aware of it being Yadier's 2000th game here as the Cardinals and sort of the things in play today that were coming together?
Nope. That's pretty cool though. Yeah, we've Yachty and I've got to do a lot of cool things, but I've told y'all this before and I'll tell you again, one of the things I'm going to be the most proud about when I look back in my career is being able to pitch to Yachty all these years. So, he's a special teammate. you know, he posted something on Instagram. He sent a picture of it to me this morning because I don't have Instagram. And I said, dude, are you trying to get me to cry? What in the world? I got a pitch today, man. Come on. Yeah, he's, you know, he's such a great competitor. I know he passed Red today in hits too, right?
Yeah.
Passed Red, got 2,000 game. I mean, he's just he's a Hall of Fame player.
He told us he couldn't sleep last night because it was your birthday or he was looking forward to catching it.
Man. Yeah, he's awesome.
Adam, Kamish asked him if he was going to be catching you on your 40th birthday. He kind of laughed and said that the two of you wanted to be together. Is that about how you feel about it as well?
Yeah, we talked about it. You know, hopefully they'll have us back here. We got a few more years in us to win some games and to win some World Series here. But you never can tell. I'm living one day at a time. But I know when I'm out there, I love pitching number four. He's my man. He's my brother, my friend, you know, I'm just very spoiled, honestly, to be able to pitch to him.
Adam, you told us about that text you sent, Shield. Was that what it said directly, as I got you, or was there more to do it?
Okay. Yep. What'd you say, Kamish?
Pardon me, did you get drenched after the game a little bit there?
Yeah, Yadi snuck up behind me. He dropped the whole cooler on me. I did not see him coming. Hard to see something coming when you got eyes full of tears, that's for sure.
Is it hard to believe that you've gone all these years and you still had one team until the day that you hadn't faced before?
Have I not faced the Indians before?
Oh.
Start.
I pitched against them.
Like
5,200
days ago.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe I thought I had because I used to pitch against them in the in spring training some. With the Braves and with the Cardinals back in the day. So when they were what they used to be, what was the name of that place? Yeah. So that's crazy. I didn't know that. Thanks for pointing it out, Kamish.
Has any team saluted you as the Indians did today after a particularly good contest?
Not that I can recall. I mean, I can remember a couple of times a hitter would come to the plate, you know, at the end of the game in the ninth inning, or if I came up to bat, in the eighth, which meant I was going back out for the ninth. I can recall a few times the catcher saying something, you know, like, wow, it's just, you know, great game or whatever. But I never had the dugout on the other side. I don't think, you know, I hope I'm not misremembering that, but I don't think I've ever had that happen before. That was really special.
Adam Wainwright now has a start versus all 30 Major League Baseball teams. In franchise history, he is third in wins, 165, outpaced only by Bob Gibson and Jess Haynes. He is second in strikeouts with 1,801 going into his start tomorrow in Chicago, second all-time in the history of this great franchise. They'll definitely be fitting him for a red jacket. Who knows? Maybe he even gets into the Cooperstown conversation by the time it's all said and done. I mean, Adam Wainwright just continues to keep going, even here into his 39th year. If you enjoy the program, would love to hear from you. Just comments, feedback, thoughts, podcast with an S is the email, podcast@cardinals.com. You can check out a lot of our great content on YouTube. Our Cardinals Insider TV show is in the final episodes here of the 2020 season. Can you believe it? We've got inside a month left of the regular season here. It's amazing what happens when you're only playing 60 some odd games, how fast things fly. We are in the home stretch. You can always check out all that great content at youtube.com/Cardinals. We encourage you to go give it a look. For everybody involved with the program, my name is Brett McMillan. Been a pleasure to be with you. We'll catch you next time on the Cardinals Insider Podcast.